During the 1990s, major crime declined in the United States. The decline was attributed to lots of things: demographics, economic opportunities, and new methods of community policing. Well, now the FBI reports that in the year 2001, major crimes rose by 2%. Murders were up by 3.1%. There were also increases in auto thefts and robberies. New York City and Washington, D.C. were exceptions. Both cities saw declines in homicides. In New York, because the World Trade Center attacks were not included. Sociologist Andrew Carman of New York's John Jay College of Criminal Justice wrote about the plunge of the murder rate and now joins us by phone. Professor Carman, in looking for reasons for this first increase in the crime rate in a decade, does the recession stand out as the prime suspect to you?
There are many different theories or explanations about why crime rates rise and fall. It's tempting to say that the souring of the economy had an influence on the crime rate. But the bottom line is that it really is still a mystery to the experts, to criminologists, about why crime rates rise and fall. During the 1990s, when crime was going down, there wasn't much interest to really find out why crime was going down. Now that crime has stopped going down, I think the time has come to find out what was working and to make sure that things don't reverse.
When we hear about the crime rate falling in New York City in 2001, 2001 in New York City is really 2 years. It's January 1st through September 10th, and then what happened after September 11th, I guess. How different does the city look in those pre-9/11 and post-9/11 pictures of crime?
The situation deteriorated in New York and in other big cities after September 11th. For example, New York's murders, the body count was 300 the first half of the year and 341 the second half of the year.
That, of course, again, not counting the deaths at the
World Trade Center disaster, where over 2,800 people were murdered in one day. Los Angeles, 238 the first half of the year, 348 murders the second half of the year. Chicago, 276 murders the first half of the year, 390 the second half. And finally, Boston, 25 murders the first half of the year, 40 the second half. So the second half of 2001 was a time in which crime was going way up, and that is masked by the adding together or the averaging out of the first half and the second half.
That decision not to include the World Trade Center deaths in the New York number of homicides, because it wasn't the common variety crime, I wonder, I mean, couldn't one equally say of all sorts of small communities that the one day on which some kid brought an automatic weapon to school and shot many children, this isn't normal. It's always on television whenever it happens, but we shouldn't count that. It's a one-off event. Why not just count those events which really make people fear for their lives at the hands of violent, murderous people?
You're absolutely right. The only thing I would raise is the order of magnitude. In 93, when the World Trade Center was first bombed, six people died. And those six deaths were definitely murders, and they were added that year.
And I might add, in Oklahoma City, the victims were counted as murder victims.
86 people were murdered, and that was added in. In New York City in 1990, there was a terrible fire that claimed 89 lives. That was included. It's the action of one person. So in general, everything counts, but to add over 2,800 deaths would just distort the picture and give people a false impression.
Well, it would throw off the social scientists' picture of what's going on, but it might correlate directly to the sense of unease and fear that people felt in New York, directly related to those number of deaths.
Yes, on that level, sure. It's factored into people's perceptions of safety and security, absolutely.
Andrew Carman is a professor of sociology at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City. Professor Carman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.